and gentlemen, and welcome to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge from Denver, Colorado. And this afternoon, we are talking about one of the most exciting events that has occurred in the last 40 years. Well, let's make that two events. If you watched Katie Couric tonight and CBS News, you found out, you discovered that the American bald eagle has made a resurgence here in North America, so much so that it is now being delisted off the endangered species list. The great bald eagle that really signifies the courage and the tenacity of the American way of life and the wilderness and freedom has been on our dollar bills. It's been on so many of our emblems. It's on the national shield. And it was literally going toward extinction back in 1960-65 because of the chemical DDT being sprayed everywhere. And because of the great, I think it was called The Silence by Rachel Carson. She wrote this incredible book, and this book really changed the way we think about chemicals being introduced into the wilderness. And so it was banned in this country, and now 40 years later, because of caring American citizens, there are over 10,000 nesting pairs of bald eagles. They're actually even in Philadelphia right now. So that great resurgence shows you the tenacity of American citizens who love wilderness, love the bald eagle, love species, and love all that we stand for in this country, and that is personal responsibility, collective power, and the ability to change the world for the better. And along with that, a great resurgence occurred today in the U.S. Senate, driven by American citizens throughout the United States, all 50 states. I'm actually getting letters from Canada, letters from Australia, thanking all of the American citizens who stood up, spoke out, wrote, called, faxed, and stopped the Senate Bill 1639, the amnesty that would have destroyed this country. And as Tim Russert said on NBC tonight, 1639, the guest worker reform amnesty bill is dead, finito, mort, as he said. And you, the American citizenry, can take a bow. And tonight we're going to go over this together. We're going to share this great victory. We're also going to start talking about, hey, we've got them down, and now we're going to kick them. Because they held no mercy for us while they were kicking us. And now we're going to start moving toward enforcement. We're going to start moving toward our country and the demands of our citizens. And our guest tonight is going to really be able to give you some expert testimony on that aspect. And I personally am more than excited. I haven't been this excited in the last 5 years because this has been a long, lonely road. And some of the patriots, of course, Dr. Bill Herron in Colorado, his wife Jan Herron. We've got Governor Lamb of Colorado. We've got liberals and libertarians and conservatives. We've got Democrats and Republicans, both sides of the aisle, making this thing happen. Little old ladies, bright young uprising stars. We've got old senators like Harkin who actually voted this thing down, which we're going to thank. And so you're going to have a treat this evening. We're going to talk about the resurgence of the United States of America through the Republican process of voter and participation by all of us. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You can tell just a little bit of excitement in my voice. I am thrilled. I am excited. I have been getting calls from all over the nation. I want to thank quite a few people out there. I just talked to Barbara Coe in California. She and I shed a few tears. She and I laughed together. We celebrated Roy Beck in Washington, D.C. with the entire Numbers USA. And I got to tell you some exciting things about Roy Beck and Numbers USA. On the 15th of this month, NumbersUSA.com, which I have been imploring and begging and inviting you to join, hit 400,000 active activist American citizens who have been calling and, in fact, writing and faxing, and grandmas and grandpas, moms and dads, college students, high school students, you name it. We're talking about this constitutional republic has had a resurgence just like the bald eagle, and they sent in, you sent in, 750,000 faxes last month. Well, from the 15th, when Numbers USA gained 400,000 members, another 44,000 members have joined in 13 days, and yesterday's, ladies and gentlemen, 6,733 American citizens, you out there, joined Numbers USA and poured on the coal, pedal to the metal. I tell you what, this is so exciting. Fred Elbel of Colorado, we talked. Glenn Colton in Fort Collins, Colorado. Governor Lamb, the former governor of Colorado. Dave Schultheis in Colorado Springs. I mean, Dr. John Copenhaver there in Nebraska, Jason Mrochek in California, Jim Gilchrist in California, Chris Simcox out there in Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, This has been Lori, and I don't even know where Larry lives, but Lori out there in the middle of America, everyone has brought this thing to the forefront, stood tall, and again, like the bald eagle, tenacious and absolutely dedicated to the country, just like a bald eagle is dedicated to its young. And we have seen an amazing defeat of the Amnesty Act perpetrated by the U.S., really the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, of the lobbyists for big business and the big moneyed interest and the establishment. And it shows that the average American citizen still is the one that holds all the clout, because we hold the voting power, and the Internet has binded us together, if you will, and allowed us this great victory. I want to celebrate with you. I know many of you out there have been waiting for this moment. And when Tim Russert on NBC tonight said, this 1639 immigration bill is mort, it's dead, it's done, it's finished. Well, guess what? Fox News showed the president walking out to meet the cameras today, his face ashen, as if he had just been run over by a Mack truck, and then the Mack truck backed up to see what happened and run over him again. This president is not just a lame duck president. The ABC News commentator said he is a dead duck president. And the reason he is stems from the fact that we the people would not bow our heads. We the people demand the law and the rule of law to be established and carried out and enforced by the executive branch of government. And George Bush just lost it all. And now with his approval rating at a mere 26%, that means 74% of America does not approve of what he's doing. And the Congress is now at just 86% disapproval rate and only 14% approval. You got to know that somebody's going to have heads rolling in the next election, and we are going to vote these bad people out of office and start moving new Americans into the Senate, into the House, and definitely we need a new president that's going to stand up for American citizens. And so hopefully on Monday you're going to see a column that I'll be writing for American Chronicle and NewsWithViews.com. It will be titled, I'll See You at the Bill Signing. Not. So that was, of course, George Bush's words 2 weeks ago when he reforced this cataclysmic, horrible bill back onto the Senate and onto the American people, and we stood up against him. And this evening, I'm proud, I'm excited, a fellow patriot, a 21st century Paul Revere writer last year, and even this year, behind the scenes most of the time, highly articulate physicist, engineer, ex-military man, Don McKee. Don, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Frosty, what a day, huh?
What a day. I mean, dancing in the streets. I mean, this is so big, Don. And give me just a few of your thoughts on this thing as you watch this thing on C-SPAN and watch the votes come in.
You know, I have to be very, very truthful. I thought that the president had succeeded in bribing enough people with things to take back home and help the local electorate that the vote was going to go the other way. And in fact, it started to go the other way, and then the wind started to blow. And as the wind started to blow, people abandoned ship and jumped over to the other side so it would look good on their record, I guess. I'm really not sure. But I need to say something here. This is a very painful, very exciting, very emotional argument. And I think it's very important that we understand that in a republic, which is what we are, a very fragile republic, we must not denigrate. Now, I realize the president has earned the lack of respect you just showed, and I understand that. But I've got to say that there are a number of marvelous people in the U.S. Senate who were voting for something that I don't believe they really understood. And now we can begin to hold hands with each other. And I know that sounds silly, like childish, but hold hands with each other and begin to appreciate some of the details and understand why law and order is so important in a sovereign nation and why we need to get back on our feet, start growing our own, if you will, train our kids, I believe quadruple the university throughput, train our kids also in something like the old CCC, the Conservation Corps. I'm thinking calling it CCC 2020, where we train manual labor and equipment operators as well, and stop having to go outside to bring in people in order to keep good businesses alive.
Totally agreed on that, Don. It is time for a resurgence of America. And the fact is, when these jobs pay a living wage for American citizens, then you will have American citizens filling these jobs, because there are 14 million Americans looking for jobs right now, and every year you've got high school students and college students that are out there searching for jobs, and they are willing to work those jobs with a living wage so that they can go back to college and truly live the American dream, and I stand four square with you on that.
You know, it's amazing, because as you and I know, and the listeners don't know, a member of the Paul Revere Riders stopped in Colorado area yesterday, and the three of us, you and Rick Chiesa and I, had a wonderful lunch, and he made a marvelous point having to do with what you just said. He said, as long as the playing field is level, as long as there's some kind of tariff to balance out the outside labor rate being so cheap, the U.S. labor rate will be more and more attractive, and U.S. has always had an exciting approach to trying to do things cheaper, faster, better, if that makes any sense, continuous product and process improvement, and we can get back on that freight train and do it well without abusing anybody. And then the folks, the nice folks who helped us out for a period of time in what I like to call migrant labor, will move on to the next job, which is probably back in their own nation.
That's exactly correct, because they are needed in their own nation to make their own nation a better place to live. And that kind of activity, as you're talking about, the creative aspect of capitalism will manifest itself once we regain our borders. These farmers and these ranchers and all of these other areas that have pretended to need this slave labor will then, and I just saw there's a new invention coming out, picking apples or picking pears, or I think it picks the plant and it picks the fruits right off the trees. There's no reason why American Yankee ingenuity can't, and of course I think it will, bring about the new ways of really farming and creative ways of harvesting, and so that all of these illegal aliens and all of those people that are not here can go off and go back to their own country and really improve their lives there, improve their way of life, and enjoy their own culture there. And so that really is what this bill and the defeat of it is going to create. Now, you have got some great ideas. What's next? I mean, what's next in this thing as far as immigration integrity? What's next as far as ethics? And what's next as far as enforcement of our immigration laws?
You know, my personal opinion, and again, this is Frosty and Don talking on the radio, my personal opinion is this. We have a number of laws that are on the books. Some are fairly new, like last year, the House and Senate passed a law for 700 more miles of southern border fence that are unfunded. And what I believe needs to happen before Congress adjourns is the Congress and the public, meaning all those people that have sent in all those faxes, put some pressure on the president so that he can stand tall again and send to the Congress a emergency standalone funding bill so that we can pay to do some of the enforcement that we've been neglecting.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Don McKee, the original 21st Century Paul Revere writer. And we'll be right back after these comments from our commercial folks. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5090. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And as you can imagine, Senate Bill 1639 proved to be one of the most ugly, if not the ugliest, bills being shoved down the throat of the United States of America in the entire history of the United States. This one was and is no longer, of course. This was Limburger cheese that was left out in the sun in the middle of Tucson, Arizona in July for a week. And then the Senate was going to shove it down our throats and tell us it was good for us. And we said, no, you ain't going to do that, Ted Kennedy. And no, you ain't going to do that, Mr. Bush. And, of course, this afternoon or this morning, that bill went down to flaming defeat. And we're talking now to Don McKee. And he really has a handle on this because now what are we going to do? And Don, you've got some fantastic ideas, and I think America can get along and get around and get up to and close to and appreciate these ideas because we've got to move fast now because instead of the defense, we're now on offense. Take it away.
That's really right, Frosty. We have all worked hard, and I think people on both sides have worked very, very hard. Now we need to coalesce and come together and face some truth. For example, you mentioned Teddy Kennedy. Back in 1986, he convinced the American public that there were only 1.1 million people who were going to get the amnesty that he was presenting along with some others, Alan Simpson and Mazzoli, and with the cooperation of President Reagan. When the dust cleared, when the numbers were counted, the number of people who got amnesty were almost 4 million. And of the applications, 27% included blatant fraud. But the process was done so fast that it was only later that they did the audit and began to understand. So now if we move to this year, 2007, we have the same people telling us that the number of illegal aliens in the country is between 10 and 12 million, when in truth, just like back then, the number is three times higher. So that the costs that are associated with that kind of a transition are gigantic, and those are the things that we, the people, tried to help the average member of the Senate understand. Now that that's done, why don't we take advantage of the momentum and do things like this? For example, right now in Texas, there are horrible floods, Lake Travis, all the way up to the lakes north of Dallas. That whole area got hammered with rain. Why don't we train people how to do what the old CCC used to do, teach them how to be a cat skinner and drive a bulldozer, teach all these folks how to do that so they can then get good jobs, well-paid jobs, well-trained jobs, doing the things that the nice illegal aliens have been doing for us while we were in trouble and needed help. We can do that, and the Congress can incentivize that, just like the Congress can tax incentivize the agricultural people you mentioned before the break. Those pieces of equipment are not cheap, and yet in the end, everybody comes out ahead, and the nation as a whole is a better competitor in the world marketplace.
Totally agreed, and that is exactly what can be done and needs to be done as we focus our manpower, our talents, and our skills into the arena instead of having ourselves and our legs cut out from underneath us by the corporations and the few at the top who have been taking advantage of the American way of life and certainly the middle class and the working man and woman out there for the last 20 years now. And so I stand with you on that. We can harness that. What are some of the other things we can do to make this thing work and move forward?
Okay, once we've owned up to the fact that the U.S. illegal alien cohort, including all the kids and moms and dads and things like that, is really 44 million people, which is a bunch, then we have to look at how many people entered the nation illegally in 2006, where your president and your Congress tells you it's only a million that came in illegally and only a million that came in legally. The truth is, if you talk to individual people and add up the numbers, 2 million came in legally and 10 million came in illegally, including 4.5 million through Mexico. So priority one is to finish a very attractive world-class fence on our southern border, because good fences make good neighbors. Now to continue, because I think you've asked it that way, we also have to withdraw from the practice of anarchy and return to the practice of law and order. Meanwhile, we need money to pay for things like that fence, and so we have to convince the president to do a, I believe, $94 billion standalone emergency funding bill now. Then, immediately thereafter, everybody knows that immigration is a mess, but they don't know why. In the cabinet, there are five different cabinet secretaries who are fighting and arguing with each other to get their piece of immigration, which is insane. We need one person in charge. I call him an immigration czar, or her an immigration czar. And then we need a strategic plan authored by that person immediately so we can get back on track and be in charge, because it doesn't take a genius to look down the railroad track and see where we're going and then correct things so that we get there properly. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Ladies and gentlemen, the one thing that I know from flying all over the world, or certainly just riding my bicycle, I need to, and pilots need to, and you need to, every mile along the way is to make a course correction. Now, a plane flying from San Francisco to New York City has a course correction literally hundreds of times across the expanse of space from origin to destination. As we get into that, we're going to be right back, and as we get back, we'll get into more answers on this. Thanks for joining us right here at Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're now listening to Connecting the Dots on this historic day. This is, of course, an historic day when the Senate, with the power of the people, killed Senate Bill 1639, an amnesty, an open borders, complete fiasco, a doubling of immigration into this country from 1 to 2 million per year, legalization and voting for 20 to 30 million or even more illegal aliens who would have displaced us not only from our jobs but from our political process. This is, I mean, most folks won't really state or won't realize or appreciate this for a long, long time, especially I saw the poll this evening that 35% didn't want it to happen on the ABC, and then 15% wanted it to happen, and then 53% didn't even know what was happening. And so what it shows is just a great, tenacious, and passionate number of people that are fighting for this country's life really made all the difference today. And now, as you're saying, you know, Don, that we can take the offensive. And what are some of those things? Let's continue to go into those. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a couple of questions, you can call in at 1-800-313-9443. But before that happens, let's go over some of those outstanding ideas that you have right here that we can change the course of history and take action on the positive stance.
Well, thank you again, Frosty. It's a pleasure to do this with you. It's a very exciting day. Let's take a couple of examples. For example, there are people who believe that a southern border fence is not a good idea, and there are people that believe a southern border fence is a good idea. Let's use North and South Korea as an example. There is a border between the two countries, and they don't get along very well. We don't really get along very well with Mexico. So a fence was built, and since the fence was built, and since the patrol, the army, if you will, patrols that fence, nobody has crossed that border. So then let's use another example. Let's look at the nuclear submarine bases around the world. They are surrounded by not one, not two, but a triple, three fences that surround the nuclear submarine bases, and nobody breaks in there. And guess who built those fences? The U.S. Navy Seabees, people that nobody ever thinks about. The U.S. Navy Seabees could cost-effectively build a fence along the border between Mexico and the U.S. in 2 years. They would do it as a competition. They would do it to prove that they know how to do it. And some people already know, I do from personal experience. And guess what? The Seabees are armed. So if the drug dealers try to attack the Seabees while they're building the fence, they will get their just reward, their just dessert. There's one other thing that's really important, and that is, for reasons unknown to me, we have chosen to let law enforcement go lax. We have chosen to build artificial boundaries between federal law enforcement, state law enforcement, county law enforcement, city law enforcement, and each of these little groups believes they're a separate entity. There's no reason for that. Those folks can help each other, they can work together, and they can work in a pleasant, I hate to say it, but a loving way in order to benefit and grow the country. But if they do that, then we will have a logjam in the courts. The federal courts for the next 7 years need to be doubled. Not build new buildings, but run a night shift so that the absconders, there are 630,000 absconders out there wandering around working in this country. There are lots of people that need to have their hands held to the fire, if you will, feet held to the fire. We need to stop our relaxed approach to scoff laws, and to do that, we need the courts. So everybody has to work together, not to punish, but to restore the old Protestant ethic, to remind people that you can't break laws and get away with it.
Totally agreed. You know, the board is lighting up. Would you like to take a couple of questions? Here's one from Canada from Pete. Pete, you have a question for Don McKee, and thanks for joining us, and thanks for being our neighbor. I've traveled throughout all of the 10 Canadian provinces, always treated like a neighbor, and it's always been great. And thank you so much for coming on board, sir.
Hey, Pete.
Pete, how are you doing, sir? Oh, he's not there? Okay, how about Michael from Maine? Oh, we don't have Michael from Maine. Well, then let's just go ahead. We're going to have a continuation of our discussion right here. What is the next point that you'd like to get across on this thing, Don, as far as the court systems and the night and so forth? Let's go to the next idea that we can really be proactive on this thing.
Okay, I'm sorry we missed Pete and Michael, because that's very important, and that brings up a big subject. Canada is our friend. Canada is our neighbor to the north. We get along very well in Canada. In fact, in high school, I went to high school in Canada, and last month, Frosty, as you know, I rode my motorcycle from Colorado to Alaska and spent considerable time in Alberta and British Columbia. And
yes,
the people are marvelous. Just, I mean, really neat people. But guess what? When I got back to the border and I was riding with five others, the border guards took away our passports. And we sat there and waited. They had a security alert on. And finally, they told us what was going on and were very polite and let us go by. But the second leakiest border around the United States is our northern border. We have 2 million people illegally crossing that border every year. So we need to do some hand-in-glove work with Canada as well.
I totally agree with that. It gets down to mutual security for Canada and the United States of America, and making sure that as good neighbors, we protect each other's back. I know there's the Neighborhood Watch here in Colorado and around the nation to make sure that all of our neighbors are safe and sound and secure, because we're all looking and taking care of each other. And Canada, of course, has been a fantastic neighbor all of the years and the centuries that have gone by, and we're very much appreciative of that. What are some of the other ideas that we can move toward as far as being on the offensive now?
Okay, there is one that is a pet peeve for a lot of people, and that has to do with the Constitution and the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. It turns out long ago, after an internal struggle within the country, there was some discrimination against the children of the black slaves. And so a rule was passed, an amendment to the Constitution, to protect the children of black slaves in particular states in the South, because they were being denied citizenship upon birth, which was horrible. It was the wrong thing to do.
Right.
Now, later, lots of people came in from outside the country as illegal aliens, some intentionally, to have babies in this country, because a U.S. Circuit Court decided that they could also get the protection of the 14th Amendment, which is, forgive me, a bastardization of that law. And so what needs to be done is the U.S. Congress, and they have the power to do this, needs to reinterpret the law and override that judge's opinion and reinstill and reinstall the proper use of the U.S. Constitution, the 14th Amendment, which would stop. Now, you and I have a difference of opinion on this. The official number is there's roughly 340,000 such births a year. But there are experts out there who tell us that the real number is slightly over a million a year, a million. And all of that costs money. It costs, you can call it welfare if you want, but the medical treatment costs money. The prenatal and postnatal costs money. And this is an investment that the home nations need to make, not sending their nice folks here for us to pay all those costs. That's a big one.
It's a big one. And once again, the board's lighting up, if you will. We've got Will in Missouri. Will, you've got a quick question of Don McKee. Thanks for joining the show, sir.
Thank you, Frosty, for taking my call. And, Don, today, of course, we got a victory in Washington, D.C., but I believe that tomorrow we need a victory in New York and Basel and Geneva. We've talked about what kinds of things we can do here in the United States, but if we fail to recognize that the United Nations has an ongoing program for international migration and development, I think we missed the boat.
Oh, I agree.
A really good book that anyone out there that wants to continue now and start to really look for solutions, that's published by the United Nations Publications, it's unp.un.org, that's unp.un.org, is a compendium of recommendations of international migration and development. And if the listeners or yourselves want to avail yourselves of this book, the ISBN is 92-1-151-422-3, and the UN sales number is E.06.XIII.7. Now, why I recommend this book is because it's a gleaning, if you will. It's a compendium. They've gone through all of their migration, all of the resolutions and the various outcomes of the various world summits, and they've brought together in one book. It's not a very lengthy book. It is rather spendy. I think it's about $25. But in one book, you can get all of the highlighted hot material that's coming out of the United Nations. And when I read this book recently, it was basically the same as reading the Senate bill. So this direction is coming from global to local. And what we need to do is become vocal local and stop it as it makes its transition. I think the best way to do that is to now go back to the United Nations, go back to the various meeting places in Basel and other places, and get our ambassador, our UN ambassador, or personal ambassadors to go to these meetings and say, this is what we've done, this is what we feel. We know that we are a target destination nation, and we're saying no. You need to revise your plans because we don't want to have to keep fending these people off indefinitely. They need to change their plans, and around the world we need to change that plan, because it's not going to work. We cannot balkanize the planet.
Hey, Will, this is Don. You really have your hands around this. That is a well said. You know, the U.S. is not an island. We are part of Spaceship Earth, and we need to operate together. However, the dilemma, as you just pointed out, there are something between 1 and 3 billion people that want to come here. And it doesn't seem to me to make any sense at all to give favorite treatment to 44 million that are already here, including the children, moms and dads, et cetera, and then discriminate against the 1 to 3 billion that are out there. You're putting your finger on a hot button.
Well, the United Nations...
And Will, would you give me that UNP number again? Because I want to repeat that. UNP dot...
Okay, now it's unp.un.org. Now that stands for the United Nations Publications. This is a bookstore. unp.un.org.
Good. I've also got that book number, the 92-1-151-422-3.
Correct.
I'm going to bring that out. Will, thanks for bringing it up. I got a full board right here, and thanks for listening. I want to go next to Victor out of Missouri. Victor out of Missouri, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Pleasure, sir.
I'm completely outclassed in the articulate department by both Don and the last guest, and I would be very surprised if Don doesn't already know that our enemy has declared us to be enemies of the state, and that enemy is the corporate United States. And I don't know how, but I do know that we, the people, the sovereigns in this country, can revoke their charter and revoke the charters of state of Missouri, state of Texas, state of New Jersey. We can revoke their charter because by law, they're only allowed to exist as long as they are for the benefit of the people. Now, our Congress chartered the darn thing. It was an act of treason. And then the corporation ran up some more debt and wants us to pay it. I don't know the form and procedure for revoking that charter, but I think we ought to get some people like Jerome Corsi and Bruno Napolitano.
Yes.
Oscar Steele, some good, knowledgeable lawyers to look into that, because that they'll keep coming up with this nonsense as long as we let them, until we revoke their charter.
Victor, I certainly appreciate that. You make a very good point. Don, you got a short comment, because I want to get to Carol out of Oklahoma real quick.
We need to do that, but I want to thank Victor. He has reminded us of something that we did not mention. Victor, you're absolutely right. The whole thing fits together like a puzzle, and if we have weak links, it will fall apart.
Victor, thank you very much, and Missouri has spoken twice tonight. Will and Victor, thank you. Carol out of Oklahoma, you have a comment or a question of Don McKee.
Well, I just wanted to say praise the Lord, and I did whisper a prayer today and thanksgiving for a victory. We haven't won the war, though, and we cannot go to sleep because the people that are pushing this are the big corporations that are making money off of the cheap labor, which we are subsidizing their payrolls. When they talk about cheap labor, well, they can get all this cheap labor. It's not cheap to you and I because we're paying the bill.
We're subsidizing.
We're paying for the health care more. We're paying for education, even though most of us now are getting old and don't have any kids in school anymore. But
you're still paying.
We're still paying. And then our law enforcement is burdened. The judicial system is burdened. My son is on the Arkansas Prison Commission, and I know that the figures nationwide are some 40%. Of the people in there that cost us about $60,000 a year to keep each one of them are Mexican illegals. And there's like a 500,000 of them that are convicted felons that the IS doesn't even know where they are. They're here somewhere floating around doing drugs probably and selling and God knows what else.
Molesting, selling, and driving drunk. I know all of that.
Yeah, well, and here in Tulsa, you can't turn on the TV that one hasn't hit somebody in an intersection. They have no insurance, so there goes your insurance. I mean, it's just every turn you take, the American citizen is under assault. And unless we keep on battling, and I think at this point, and I don't know who's going to do it, but we need to call for indictment of President Bush because he has violated our Constitution that he swore to uphold and protect. And as I understand, he is the one who stopped the building on the fence March the 30th.
That's correct. George Bush is guilty of that. As a matter of fact, I got a letter and talked to William Gein of AllyPak, and they are going to press charges against the President of the United States and the Congress to find out why they haven't been enforcing our laws. So you have
Why are they persecuting our border guards and telling them to basically stand down or throwing them in prison if they do their job?
That's exactly correct. Carol, I got a full board here, and thank you for making those comments.
May I say one more thing?
Yes, ma'am.
This whole thing is an agenda. You can go and look at the Security Prosperity Partnership, but it goes farther than that. It is the reinventing of government. It is the public-private partnerships, which is fascism, but they have done that. And by the way, Ted Kennedy wrote most of the school-to-work bills, which is going to make our little slave labor class for our kids that are going through school dumbing them down. And you can go to Charlotte Iserbeat's website, the Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and you can see all the bills in there that they brought over here from Soviet Communist Russia, and we have implemented every last one of them.
We will go after that, and I thank you very much, Carol. We also have DJ from Illinois. DJ, you've got a comment for Don McKee, sir.
Oh, hey, glad to hear you folks. And you talk about running around this afternoon asking the Almighty, or telling the Almighty thanks. Anyway, I've got a website that I came across a couple days ago.
Could you hold on? We're going to have to go to a commercial break, and we'll pick you up on the other side of the commercial break, okay? Folks, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after this commercial break. We're talking with Don McKee out of Boulder, Colorado.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thanks for holding on and holding on to your hats because, wow, what an hour this has been. DJ out of Illinois, you've got a website that you want to share with us. I'll give you 30 seconds here because we got to wrap up here with Don McKee on the show.
Yes, mothersagainstillegalaliens.org. Now,
say that again.
Mothers Against Illegal aliens.org, and watch those videos out of the mouths of the people saying that they have a 40,000-year claim on this land, and they have the right to shed blood for it out of their own mouths.
We will do that, and thank you for giving us that outstanding website. I'm going to go to it myself, and the key is that we're all neighbors. I don't care if you're in Illinois or Oklahoma or Maine or British Columbia. We're all neighbors here, folks, and this is our country. We've fought for it. We have been defending it for 231 years, and we were going to maintain it, and today is a new mark. Thanks for joining us from Illinois, DJ. And Don, you have some wrap-up comments, because I think this thing is so powerful. Let's have you back next Tuesday to really continue the discussion, because, again, I've got the boards lit up here, and I just can't get to everybody. But why don't you give a close-up of the program?
Be glad to do it, Frosty. I want to start by thanking Carol and DJ for reminding all of us of who's really in charge. We all are children of the one God, and no matter which religion, there are a few exceptions that don't believe this, but no matter which religion, we need to understand that the time to say thank you to that one God is now. This did not happen by accident. We all worked hard, but we're all instruments of that one God. And the other thing I want to say is this. The omnibus bill, the practice of putting many, many clauses into a bill, must stop. When we have a bill that's naked and standalone on one subject, then we can vote intelligently and we can see who's playing games. When there are 300 things like this current bill, the 1639 bill that just failed, there were 300 different initiatives in that bill. They were horse trading initiatives, where one senator said, I'll put this in if you let me put that in, et cetera, et cetera. Do you follow? So we need to stop that. We need to get the visibility, the transparency that the public used to have, and go back to the old days. Yes, some senators aren't going to be able to get away with shenanigans, but that's too bad. That's not why we put them there.
Boy, oh boy, you've said it exactly right on. I look forward to our next conversation if I can keep a hold of you for next Tuesday night. And we can get together on this, we can really slam this thing down. We can really appreciate that this battle's not over yet. And as DJ talked about, and certainly Will gave us the information as far as what we're on the marker for the United Nations, and we are the target nation to come to with all these millions and millions of people. We're going to change that. We do not want millions and millions of people. We want a sustainable society with a viable resource. We want to have enough water for our citizens, and we want to help the rest of the world do the same thing for themselves. And we want to bring that to the world as long as we are sustainable, as long as we are a vibrant society, so that we're not another France or England or Beirut or Palestine and Israel. And we're not another Holland or Belgium that's really fighting against itself within itself. Don McKee, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for joining the show tonight.
Thank you, Frosty.
Much pleasure. We'll do this again. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. And I want you all to just toast to America, toast to the bald eagle, and thank your lucky stars that we are a part of this great nation. And I say tonight, God bless, Godspeed, and always remember that you are a part of this great, great nation, and thank you for your service. All the best. Good night, one and all.
It's true.